Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett, and for the next hour or so, I will be your host. This is another in our ongoing series, The News in Review. Our focus once again this week are the two frustrating cases out of Florida, Haley Cummings and Kaylee Anthony. Joining me in the studio is my lovely wife, Jan. Hi, Jan.
Hi, everyone.
From New York, crime writer and author, Denny Griffin. Hi, Denny.
Good afternoon, everybody.
How's the mob business?
My business is a little wacky from time to time, but overall it's going good.
It is that splendid. From Florida, my good friend TJ Hart. TJ, hey. Always a pleasure.
Greetings.
By the way, did you end up buying a Porsche or a Ferrari yesterday?
We're still going back after this show to see what we can see. There was a Jaguar that was hanging out there that had my name written all over it, but my wife said, no, it's a misprint.
I'll tell you what, Jags are notorious for using Lucas Electrics. You wouldn't want one of those.
I'll take your word for it.
Also from Florida, we have ace investigator and all-round interesting guy, William Cobra Storbs. Hi,
hey.
Cobra.
Hey, Simon. Hi, everybody. How you doing?
I am doing just great.
Sounds like TJ's got us whooped.
TJ does have us. Yes, indeed. I'll tell you what. As always, our switchboard is open, and the dial-in number is 646-378-4657. And if you're too shy to actually talk to us, you can also join our chat room and ask your questions there. I did want to start with the Kaylee Anthony case. However, I do know that we have a caller on the line who is on a cell phone and needs to get on really quick. So before we actually get into anything, let's go straight to the caller on the 512 from the 512 area code.
Hey guys, this is Kathy. How's everybody?
Everyone is just fine. What is your question or comment for us?
Actually, I called just to listen in. I've been doing that for the last couple of weeks because I like listening on my cell. But if you're going to talk about the Kaylee Anthony case, I just wanted to mention that apparently her parents were called to the carpet and had to offer up some evidence off their computer, and they said their computer was down, blah, blah, blah. I just wondered what your thoughts were on that.
Ah, that's a shame. They should have called me. In a previous life, I was a computer geek.
Yeah.
For 30 years of it.
You don't sound like a geek.
My opinion would be that they must have had to have more time to kind of adjust the documents or something, because they claim that the documents could have hurt their daughter, and I think that's why they postponed it.
Exactly.
I mean, that's my opinion. I can't say for proof. I don't have any proof of it, but that's my opinion of it, because there was no excuse for them not to turn it over before now.
Actually, there were two events that happened last week in the Kaylee case, and I don't know if Denny followed along with them. Number one was a non-event. There was a hearing scheduled to take place on Friday, and George and Cindy actually faced contempt charges for not handing over discovery in a timely fashion to the prosecution. And the material, in part anyway, involved information about the two private investigators that they had hired, Dominic Casey and Jim Hoover. At literally the 11th hour, Brad Conway fessed up the documents and the hearing was cancelled. What I would like to know is, what is in these damn documents? Denny, you any ideas?
No, I don't. Let me just ask a question, Simon, not to interrupt that, but I've been remiss here in paying close attention to this. But where do we stand with Cindy and George as far as the Zenaida Gonzalez suit goes? I understood they were supposed to have to come back and be deposed again because of their performance the first time. Has that happened, or is it going to happen, or what?
I honestly don't think it's going to happen.
I think they're going to get out of it, too.
Yeah, Baez is squawking loud and hard that it would be prejudicial to the criminal trial for anything to move forward on the fraud case.
I don't think it's right. I think that it's. I'm totally against it. If that's what Denny's asking, though, I'm not sure if that you're talking about with the
Morgan and Morgan,
Cindy, right?
I think he's talking about the depots with Morgan and Morgan.
Depositions with George and Cindy.
Yes.
They're supposed to come back and redo them or go over them or something.
Dominic Casey was supposed to be depoed, as was Leonard Padilla. And a lot of people are saying that Dominic Casey has gotten immunity. We don't.
Yeah, well, that's just like they're trying to say with Leonard Padilla, as far as they go. They're saying that he shouldn't be allowed to testify because he was supposedly working.
So, we held in his wrong lines, buddy.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, it's just it's all nitpicking things.
It's a conflict. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And it's like also with the case with the fraud cases, charges, that should go ahead and be allowed to go out. I don't think it's right for them to hold on to that one either. I think they should go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Okay, I think we mentioned this last week, actually, on the show, that at least one news organization is reporting that Amy Huizinga, who was the young lady whose money was purloined, the bank, and I do believe it was Bank of America, reimbursed her, all right, because it was clearly a fraudulent transaction. And the news report I read went on to say that Baez's office had made restitution or offered to make restitution to Bank of America. This makes no sense if Casey Anthony is pleading not guilty.
Correct.
Well, she did plead not guilty.
Right. Someone's got some wires crossed somewhere.
Well, I think he thinks that if he pays it back, then they're going to drop the charges.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So and that's not going to happen because the state's taking it over. It has nothing to do with Amy Huizinga filing the charges. The state has taken it over.
Doesn't matter.
So it's out of Amy's hands.
Doesn't matter if he's smart. If he's smart about it, which was a good move. They won't testify. The state's going to need somebody to testify who was wrong here.
But she wants him. She wants this. She wants the charges to go against her. From the way I understood it, Amy wants it to go to court.
And it will go to court. It's just a matter of if it'll be before trial or after. And I agree with you, Jan. It should be before trial.
Exactly.
But they're wanting it. Well, the thing is, they want it after trial because Baez is going to thinks it's going to affect the jury pool, you know.
Exactly. And
doesn't
matter.
I don't think the jury pool can be affected any more than it already has.
Well, sure it can. I mean, if it's somebody that's looking at the law the way that they're supposed to be, I mean, right now they're not allowed to look at certain pieces of evidence, but if they see that she's also convicted of serving time or whatever, for fraud, too, that's going to go against her. And it should. If she's guilty, she's guilty. Just because she's on trial for murder right now doesn't give her the right to be excluded or not excluded. From everything else.
And the thing is, Amy has the right to a speedy trial.
Exactly. She definitely does. She's a victim in this. So why should she be put on hold just so the little princess can get her way?
Okay,
right.
I don't want to spend a huge amount of time on Casey, but there is...
We could.
There was another development over the past 7 days.
Yes.
Another interesting twist. Prosecutors are still fishing over who's picking up the tab for the Anthony defense.
Mm-hmm.
They went after the court transcript of the March 25th meeting between...
I'm sorry, I live in Florida, but this happens a lot.
Right. Between Baez and Strickland, Judge Strickland, and all of the other sessions that day were recorded and have been sealed. Interestingly, though, this one was off the record.
That's according to the court spokesman.
That's right.
I mean,
there's a reason. There's a good reason for that.
Okay.
They didn't want nobody to know about it.
No, it's a good reason. I mean, it's like you, Simon. Whoever's footing your tab, that's your business. That's not anybody else's business.
Well,
the
if the taxpayers is going to be paying some of it, it should be.
Pardon me?
If the taxpayers is going to be caught footing some of the bill, they should be.
No, they're not. They're not going to foot a penny.
Not for her defense.
Not
her incarceration, maybe, if she's convicted, but not for her
right
defense.
Right now, we're paying for her
incarceration.
Yeah.
Right.
But all are innocent until proven guilty, and that's where we start splitting hairs, and that's where it gets really... really kind of frustrating, friends.
Well,
it really does.
Well, there's a fine line.
There's
a fine line.
My rules are you're guilty until you're proven.
Hey.
Simon, you brainwashed her.
You're talking to somebody right now agrees with that. You are guilty until you prove it back innocent again. I swear to you, you're true. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be suspended, and I'd be able to carry a pistol and everything else.
We do have a caller on the line. Someone coming in from the 828 area code. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Hi, my name is Diana. I actually go by Nana NC. I wanted to get to the Cummings case, if that's okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you sit tight, because that's where we're heading directly.
Okay, I'll wait.
Okay, so that's basically where we're at with the Kaylee Anthony story. In other words, there's just the usual amount of hot air going around. Now, let's move on to Hayley Cummings. And I'll be honest with you, that there wasn't a great deal of hard news that went on this week, but stupidity abounded. TJ, bring us up to speed.
Hit me again. My phone gave out. All I heard was hit me.
Okay. All right. I said there wasn't a lot of real hard news on the case, but...
No, indeed. That's where the aggravation begins, is because it was the manufactured news that took over. I will tell you that what I have done is that I did, like I always do, pick up the phone. I try to call somebody from each agency, and... finally, you know, some folks were receptive to some of the questions I was asking. They're very pleasant, don't get me wrong. But we had a little bit longer talks than normal. And something that appeared on BNN and a different version that appeared on the sky973.com was just a little bullet point here to dispel a few things. By the way, all the forensic evidence is accounted for in the Hayley Cummings case at this point, even that damn old back door of the trailer where the abduction took place. That was underscored by FDLE and several others. They said quite politely, you know, you can kind of can the comedy on that. And I have. Also, FDLE and the Putnam County Sheriff's Office, as I've been told by Lieutenant Johnny Greenwood and others inside the department, they actually physically work with each other every day on the case. They do. And that was mentioned, I think, a couple weeks ago when I was did the article on no second round table and a question mark. That's part of the reason why they don't. It's because they physically have to look at each other each and every day. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Actually, many would say that's a good thing. FBI is always in the loop on this and tightly when it comes to this case. I'll tell you, the law enforcement wants this over just as quickly as the parents, the grandparents, and anyone who knew, but knows and loves Haley. I want to make that very clear because we're dealing with the presumption that we have a live little girl here. There's nothing to indicate at this point that there isn't one. There's no sign of a murder. There's no body. There's no indication of any kind of anything that would lead to a murder at this point physically. Law enforcement knows about all the crimes associated with a major issue of an abducted little girl. And yes, they even know about the illegal purchases of cigarettes by a minor that just has some people coming unglued. If you could only see my email box, dagnabbit, TJ, there are young kids out there. I see them on the TV. They're smoking cigarettes, and they're not even open enough to drive. They need to be put in jail. Well, there's a missing girl, so kind of, you know, sit on a block of ice and let that backside cool a little bit because there are bigger things in play here. And they will tell you in no uncertain terms, and each and every one of those folks from the FBI to FDLE to the Putnam County Sheriff's Office will say they are focusing on finding and making sure that Haley is returned safely for now. And when the time comes to arrest people, oh, they will. And oh, they will. So right now they just don't want to compromise the search for Haley and to bring her home. Also, they're keeping track. They know who's doing wrong. Heck, there's stuff going on right now that's wrong, that's against the law. They know what's going on. They have pretty good tabs on this, but are you going to arrest somebody who may be suspected in an abduction case for jaywalking and then have that trial or something else and maybe a technicality flare up? I'm stretching. Trust me, folks, I'm stretching. That could compromise the bigger play, which would be the abduction. I don't think any of us want that. We want the girl home, and then we want the perpetrators and anybody who may have been involved with this punished to the full extent of the law. And now to address one of the big distractions that, took a few hours away from people on Thursday and Friday was a screenshot of a supposed email that undermined every bit of investigation hours that I put in, that Ellie had put in, that William Cobra Stobbs had turned in, that Art Harris had turned in to confirm the whereabouts of one Mr. Ronald Cummings Haley's father the night of the baby's disappearance. And this thing was so full of juicy gossip, my goodness sakes, and how well this person must have known Ron, and how well they must have known Misty, and the inner workings of this, that, and the other, and how the guards operated at PDM where Ron worked, and they could be tipped off that, you know, that for the right amount of money, they'd clock you in and clock you out, and nobody would be none the wiser. And it just had to be true. I mean, my God, it was on the Internet. Okay, so I'm looking at this. First of all, I see it, I'm shocked. Second of all, I see it, I'm pissed. Third of all, I see it, and I think, well, I better send this to Ellie real fast. Mm-hmm. I did. And they were scratching their heads. They, too, were going through the same kind of checklist that I must have been going through. They had to have. And then when it was brought to my attention, pretty much what I knew from the get-go, from a mutual source amongst us, that this indeed was a hoax, it came out that the writer of this email announced that it was a hoax. And I immediately picked up the phone. I immediately called the law enforcement agencies, all three of them. So this is a hoax. This is a fake. The person just admitted it, you know, to which each and every person who picked up the other end of the phone said, do you see what kind of bullshit we have to deal with every day? And I want to tell you, they were not amused. I'm just a little old writer. I get paid whether I do this story or not. But you know what? I care about this little girl. These people in L.E. who all of us have been kicking, I've kicked them too,
I think
want to find this little girl too. And you know what? They love the fact that people are sending emails to the folks above them, because you know what that says? That says the people still care, and they like that, and that gives them a little extra push. They don't care. It shows that people care. They might be frustrated, but you know what? It's a way. It's an outlet, and it keeps the baby's face, and it keeps the baby's name out there in the public eye and in the public ear. But like I said, this was just a huge time waster, and the person did this, from my understanding, to try to out someone who they believed had a questionable website that carried questionable information. Fine and good, for one purpose, but I don't think the person who did this realized the unintended consequences and the unintended crap that went along with it. So that's what I have to report on this. I could go on ad nauseum, but then again, I wouldn't want to nauseate you.
That was what I wanted to comment on, if that's okay.
TJ?
Yes.
Listen, did you say everything they wanted to say? You stepping out? Are you okay now?
Oh, I'm much better.
Oh, okay. Right.
I might have a few more things to say later on, but
like
I'm interested in hearing what the young lady has to say on this.
You said the truth. It just it did the same thing to us over here, man. And try to figure this stuff out some other kind of way next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be our suggestion.
The young lady with the question.
Yes, I'm sorry,
yes.
Ma'am.
Oh, that's okay. The radio show is about Haley, and as the first caller came on, and she brought up Kaylee, not Haley. And this, to me, seems to be a huge disservice. And I can't figure out, I understand everything going on around the Kaylee case. They have someone in jail waiting to be tried for her murder. But it seems like the whole Haley case has gone to the background. And that's a big injustice, I feel. I, too, believe that you look for her because you still think she's alive.
Yes, ma'am.
And My other comment was a question that I had read blogs about this person claiming to know someone who had worked with Ron, and Ron was not there, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And what a huge waste of time.
It is. Oh, I'm so with you, ma'am. I got to tell you. This is not the only story I work on, and I don't want people falling over. What do you mean? But it's not. It's maybe about a 15th of what I do each and every day, but I work hard at it. And on this day when that came up, suddenly that was 3 to 5 hours worth of work that went into that. And for law enforcement, I'm sure that was 3 to 5 hours worth of them retracing their steps. And it was all because of some misinformation. And I'm sure the person didn't intend for that to happen.
I agree. Now, I'm not familiar. Well, I have become extremely familiar with this open sunshine law. But in the Haley case, nothing has come out for the public yet.
It can't. No one's been charged.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is, ma'am. And I don't mean to step on you or anything. In this case, when there's an ongoing investigation, and Colbert can attest to this, too, because he's been in part of some ongoing investigations in his vast career, too, law enforcement is not obligated to comment on anything involving an ongoing investigation. They may choose to if it will help them or if they need help from the public or if they choose at any time to announce an arrest or movement in this case, then they may, but they are under absolutely no obligation until it becomes a matter of public record, i.e. Someone being arrested, which is a public record, or someone being charged, which is a public record, or someone going to trial, which is a public record, or in the worst case scenario, the announcement of a death of a child or a suspect, which of course is the public record too.
Okay, I understand that. So, like I say, I feel like it's just such an injustice to Haley that everything is still so centered around Kaylee when the outcome we see is definitely a trial.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not just Haley in Florida. I mean, there's other children as well. But that was my comment. You answered my question about the blog I had read on Ron. So I will get off and let someone else come through and ask you another one. Thanks for your time, guys.
Don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back.
Yep.
Right. And
Thank you.
I do want to just address the Kaylee Anthony
comment.
Didn't you start out talking about Kaylee?
I did indeed. It's a case that we've been following for many months.
Since before and, Haley's case.
Right, and we just like to give a quick update on what's going on.
And it only happened 80 miles from each other, too.
Right.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that I didn't start talking about Kaylee. You brought up that you were discussing Kaylee, so I just wanted to clear that up.
Right.
Thank you.
Bring it up first. Anyway.
Well, we're not as bad as HLN.
We don't harp on the Casey Anthony situation every day.
if you looked at them a little more side by side, if HLN would do that, there's a lot of similarities to these two cases.
To say the least.
Yes. Yes,
it seems like we already have a story and a script. All we have to do is follow it, seems to me.
Well, there's still plenty of plot changes, I think, in this one. But I know where you're coming from.
Yes, sir.
Let's take a couple of callers. We have someone coming in from the 818 area code, is it?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, it's Noreen. Hello. Hi, Simon. Hi, Jan. Hi, TJ and Cobra.
Hey.
Hello. I have one or two things, actually two things I want to say. First one is that the incident with the hoax email, what really upset me about that, other than it was a hoax, is the fact that innocent security guards were likely to have been questioned and their jobs put in jeopardy over that.
Mm-hmm.
And that that really, really upset me, you know, the fact that somebody could actually lose their job because of a stupid, childish prank. Having said all that, what I'd like to say is some of the sites, I know all of the forums, there's been a lot of problems this week, a lot of in-house fighting, battles against this forum versus that forum. Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. It's like, you know, come on, people, this is about Haley. One of the good things that has come out of it, though, is... that I have seen is over on the In Session forum, somebody by the name of Megan has started up a snapshot thing where she's trying to get celebrities involved in wearing the T-shirts with Haley's picture on it. Another good thing I've seen is in Art Harris's forum, I'm a Secret suggested that we all take Haley's Amber Alert and email it to our personal address list and just get her picture and her name out there to everybody.
I like that. Yes.
The second thing that's come is from Art Harris Forum again, and it's in the letters petition section, is from Perry, who, what Perry has started doing, and she began this last night, or he began, I don't know if it's she or he, they began this last night, is on Craigslist putting up the Haley poster and the fact that there's a $35,000 reward. And what she's trying to do is go to outlying states as well, Georgia, Alabama, and by county, so that they kind of keep track of, you know, which county this posting has been on.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that's come to light is two of the Amber Alerts she posted on Craigslist last night in the Georgia area were flagged to be removed this morning when she came in.
Oh.
So somebody said that. Exactly. Who knows why? I don't know.
Craigslist has been come under fire for some of the things that they've put up in the Northeast, and I think they're probably just a little bit more, sensitive to virtually anything that they feel that could put them in jeopardy. And I'm not answering for them, but I'm saying that that's possibly a reason why it got flagged.
Well, that's what I thought at first, and I read the terms of use for the site.
Uh-huh.
And pretty much everything is acceptable. There was nothing in there that really, you know, would warrant flagging an Amber Alert to be removed.
That is, that's very interesting.
Yes, Marine, and that's what I thought.
That's good. I'd say keep fighting for it.
So I just wanted to let, you know, all the listeners know today, you know, Jan's also on BNN. She's also got a listing of all the authorities and their addresses and their emails for us to keep posting, get Haley out there. If we upset them in Georgia, put it up again. Just keep keep her out there, you know.
I can assure you that the people on this show work very, very hard to keep Haley's name and face in the in front of the public.
Oh, I know that. I know that. But it's nice to see all the forums now actually doing something proactive after the complete mess things were at earlier this week. And it's really encouraging, you know. So I just wanted to let all the listeners know that if they could join in that effort as well, I'm sure, well, hopefully something good will come from it.
Ms. Doreen, thank you very much. This is really encouraging to see people be proactive instead of sitting around stewing in their juices and trying to spit out nasty stuff on others to see who can be king or queen of Blogger Hill for the day. And this is exactly the positive direction that we need to go. And if all the people who participated in either the emails to the authorities or perhaps into these new things that Ms. Noreen has just brought to our attention, this is where you can be a voice. This is where you can be an advocate. And that's where you can turn all of this frustration that you feel, all this hurt that you feel, into something positive and move the ball up the field in a very positive direction. And I think that's all what we're looking for. And when I've taken a look at a lot of different forums and a lot of different bloggers, and what I've understood is from virtually everyone is that everybody truly wants to find this little girl. They would like to have her home safe. Then it starts to split off on how do you find her and who do you blame, and then that's where it starts getting ugly. But probably a good 90% of our people in the blogosphere are very good, well-intended people who just want some resolution, and you're frustrated and you're heartbroken, and that's very understandable. I do find that there's about 3% who parade to be, you know, pretty much a armchair Perry Mason. And they really don't have a clue. They've never set foot down in Satsuma. They've never really gotten their fat duff out from behind the computer. But by golly, they've got all the answers and none of the sweat equity that has gone into it. Would that be correct, there, Mr. Cobra? Yeah, Mr. I'm up into my knees in black mud, and what's that alligator doing, biting on my behind? And then we have the other 2%, just really nasty people. I mean, very nasty people, and I feel bad talking about this because I don't think that they came into this world as very nasty people. But these are the dregs of society that are going to be in just about any neighborhood you find in the United States. These are the very negative types who like to live off other people's misery. They find comfort in that. These are the cancers of the world. These are the people who aren't helping anyone, and they get a big kick out of it. They get a big kick out of being a blight. They get a big kick out of being that which destroys. And I don't know what really makes a person like that tick. I hope there's medication for them, and I hope there's help, and I hope there's salvation for your soul in the end, because I instead of criticizing you, I want to pray for you. And forgive me for criticizing. I wanted to bring it to light, but I do wish to pray for those 2%.
Hey, Matthew 7:1-5. That's where you're at right there, my brother TJ. Matthew 7.
Cobra, excuse me just a second. Cobra, the people are wanting you to speak up.
They want me to speak up, are they?
They can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay, I was telling TJ to go to Matthew 7:1-5. That's where you'll find that, brother. That you just spoke scripture there just a second ago.
Well, I read the good book, but it talks to me in English.
Okay, I've got a raft of callers queued up here. I've got two people from the 352 area code. Whoever's been waiting longest, and it's been a while, what's your name and what's your question for us?
Well, I've been waiting for a little while. I don't know if I'm the first one or not.
You're the first one. The other one got
bored. I've been sitting here just enjoying what TJ's had to say. He hit that nail on the head with his little overview there.
What's your name?
I go by the name of I'm a secret.
Oh, okay.
Secret.
All right.
I was the one that suggested about the email.
Oh.
Good deal.
That was a good way. I sent out emails at the beginning of this case, and I don't know why I hadn't thought about putting it out before now.
You did good.
But my thing is for TJ, since you were the reporter.
Yes.
In Palatka, if there's been any search warrants for anyone, why hasn't anybody been to the courthouse to look them up and maybe see what's going on?
Search warrants?
Surely with all the, you know, the investigation, there's been search warrants for different, you know, like for the home, what was found.
Oh, the home?
Search warrants fall into the public without...
No, they don't. Only if it materializes in a charge.
Right.
Okay, now I call the courthouse,
uh-huh.
and I ask about this in Palatka, and they said that they don't publish it on the Internet.
No,
but,
they don't.
But if we come in person to Palatka, to the courthouse, you can, you know, see the information. And I was wondering why no reporter had thought to do this.
It's not public record, is it, though, unless something...
It is public record if they've been served, unless the judge has sealed them. Under the Florida Sunshine Law.
She's right.
That unless the judge has sealed these search warrants,
uh-huh.
once they're returned, they should be made, at the courthouse, be made public.
And once, yeah, you know what? As soon as she said the magic word, once they're returned, she's...
Once
right.
they're returned.
Yeah, I just I did because I went looking for the returns just last week on this Miami shooting case, and she's right.
Yeah,
she's absolutely right.
It's the return. Yeah.
Yeah, once you get the return back, baby, it's open season.
That's right. That's right. And no one has bothered to do that. None of the reporters has bothered, I guess, to check this out. And I was just, you know, curious of why.
I'll clone myself, and I'll be over there every day.
Yeah,
I have a staff. I'm not trying to be a wise guy, but I don't have a staff on this. I really don't. It's just me.
I'll just say this. If it's something secret, if it's something that's happened recently, typically what I found out is 30 to 45 days from the time the warrant was issued, by the time they've done their search, categorized it, and submitted a return back to the judge of what they actually got. At that time, it's ready. As soon as the judge sees it, then I can see it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And... So, TJ, you going to check that out?
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to have to.
I'm putting you on the spot, aren't I?
Yeah. Let me see. I do the morning show. I will pick up my daughter. I will put her back where she needs to be. I'll run over to Palatka. And, yeah. I think I can do that.
TJ?
Huh?
I would suggest that you meet 5 minutes ahead some and go down there to Mimo's and have some iced tea and drink some with Miss Secret there. She might be able to give you some backdrop. I've seen some of her posts. She's informative.
Thank you, Cobra.
I love sweet tea.
All right, Dan.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Cobra.
You're welcome. Yeah, the thing is with the search warrants, I've been going through the PIO on that. With that, you know, when we do our daily call-ins and stuff like that, they've been very good with that, without going having to go down there and do that in person. They've been very good, you know, telling us what has been searched, what warrants have been executed, and things like that. But I've never been down there in person to go to it in that manner. But, I'll be doing that here. So thank you.
And thank you all for what you're doing for this little Haley Cummings.
Good deal.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay, let's go to another caller. We have someone coming in from the 954 area code, and it's not Cobra.
Mm. Yeah, that's me, John Contini.
Hey, John.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
You're doing fine. What a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you so much. This has been a very, very interesting show I've been listening to. Thank you.
For those of you not familiar with John Contini, he is a very famous trial lawyer. John, what can we do for you this afternoon?
Well, we'll probably first... I appreciate your wonderful accolades, but maybe we can first correct that. I'm famous in my own mind, and then that's, of course, sinning and lacking humility. So I'm really not all that famous. I just try to go the extra mile. I heard you quoting scriptures before. Cobra was right on where he talks about that Matthew 7th chapter where Christ is telling us that by the same measure we use to judge others, it's going to be used to measure, you know, judge us. And I know you're right, TJ. Pray instead for those twisted, sick people,
mm-hmm.
because that's the only thing that apparently can change their sick, black heart, is to just pray for them. And that's what we got to do. But speaking of Scripture, same book of Matthew, where he says, I think in Matthew 5:41, if any man compels you to go with him 1 mile, Christ said, you go with him two. That's where we get the expression, go the extra mile, in Matthew 5:41. Well, Cobra's been going the extra mile in pursuit of this, trying to help find Haley Cummings, and also to try to expose some of the corruption in that area and some of the dirtbags that have been parasitically exploiting this tragedy for their own personal gain. And that's what Cobra's been doing. He's been going the extra mile, and that's consistent with what Christ admonished all of us to do, and you too with your show, thank God, that's really keeping the public awareness on this thing, because without that public awareness, it could die on the vine, like too many things that are no longer illuminated. And what you're doing is you're keeping that illumination on this thing, and you're keeping this thing in the public awareness, and hopefully on top of mind awareness, where folks are not going to give up. And I appreciate you having me on here. I do defend the criminally accused, so typically I would be defending the actual people that would be accused of heinous crimes, but I also help families when they've been victimized by the police, frankly. And there are some wonderful, wonderful policemen and policewomen, as you know, but there's occasionally some real bad apples, rogue element, even in law enforcement, as you might imagine, and sometimes they shoot and kill unarmed people. And I've got a number of those cases in Miami right now that Cobra was referring to earlier when he said he went to Miami on to look at those search warrants and returns. And I'm not going to keep running off at the mouth. I just wanted to thank you for having me on. And no, I'm not famous. I just try to go the extra mile.
Okay, John. But I do have a question for you. You are a veteran. You've been around the block more than once. I think that's a fair statement, isn't it?
Yeah. Is this Simon?
Yes.
Oh, Simon, you're wonderful. Thank you for... I apologize, I didn't call you earlier. I wanted to call you and just tell you, I want to thank you from my heart to yours for all the wonderful things you've done, especially saying such kind things to me in the past.
But the question I have for you is, you know, with your large amount of experience, you must look at a case like what's going on with the, you know, Haley Cummings situation, and you must have some ideas about what needs to happen next. We're fast approaching the 6 month mark, and
yeah.
There's no child, there's no leads that, or at least no leads that are being shared with anyone. You know, what direction would you take the investigation in?
Well, I think that you perhaps need to have an entirely different agency do the investigating, an independent investigation, because typically, and we'll speak generically for a moment, just for a moment away from the Haley case, when you've seen in the JonBenet case and many cases even with the Rodney King acquittal of those officers, ultimately the feds step in and the federal government turned around and indicted those four officers, and they ultimately were convicted and they ultimately did serve them some time. But they were acquitted first by the Simi Valley jury. And of course, the locals are never really going to, if they're too incestuous, if the locals are simply not motivated, or if they step all over each other and they screw up too many times and they don't want their mistakes to be exposed, for instance, in the JonBenet case, the federal government, the Department of Justice, can step in and start from square one again and do it right without the self-interest and the hidden agendas and the CYA or good old boy cover-up. And just in this case here, with Haley Cummings. I don't know if it's going to be FDLE, Florida Department of Law Enforcement, or the Department of Justice, but perhaps some other agency needs to step in and look at this thing without being blinded by self-interest. And Cobra was up there uncovering quite a few things, and that's why he was essentially bullied and picked on himself, because he was doing too good a job, frankly. And that's why the locals sometimes are the very the worst people to have investigating this thing after a while. It's kind of like putting the Al-Qaeda in charge of finding Osama bin Laden. Why would you do that? In this case here, if you just got a bunch of good old boys that protecting their turf and their little fiefdom, and they don't want outsiders looking in, and perhaps you've got some folks that are too incestuous, like I said before, and they don't like folks looking over their shoulder and putting a microscope on what they've done, and precisely that might need to happen here with DOJ, Department of Justice, or, U.S. Attorney's Office, or FDLE, or some other agency.
Okay, it's interesting. Strong rumor has it that our friends at FDLE do listen to this show.
Yes.
So I'm pretty certain TJ will be careful about his response to my question. What do you think?
I don't want to interrupt you, but Simon, are you saying that FDLE is already actively involved in the investigation, or are they not?
Oh, yes.
They are.
Yes.
PJ, bring us up to speed.
Yeah, FDLE is involved with this. In fact, from my understanding of things, from conversations I've had, there's an actual FDLE person physically working with Putnam County Sheriff's Office virtually every day of the week on this. And they physically see each other eyeball to eyeball, buy each other's lunch. I guess I'm joking, but they're there.
Just one person.
At the physically there, but they're sharing the resources of both departments.
Well, and perhaps that's to allow the Putnam County folks to go outside the county, and they typically do join a task force, and on a real task force, they would have someone from FDLE, they would have an FBI agent, several different agencies. They'd have the local Putnam County Sheriff's Office personnel, and they may have the local police department, and there would be a number of agencies on this multi-jurisdictional task force. Do they have those? Okay.
Yeah, and it started out with the CART program at the very beginning.
Well, where's it at now? Because you guys, I apologize, I haven't kept up with it like I should, frankly. But I haven't heard a lot of this in the news, the mainstream news anymore.
That's true. Unfortunately, that is true. But yeah, this started out, when this first broke, you had FDLE, and I tell you what, if you Florida, unfortunately, this part of Florida, central and north central Florida, has been blinded with this. Everything from the Jessica Lunsford disappearance to the little boy in Leesburg, Trenton Duckett, who's still missing, all the way to Kaylee Anthony. And especially, I remember this because I covered Duckett and also the Lunsford thing, the CART program that FDLE has out there, the task force that just puts so many different feet on the street out there looking, asking questions, door knocking, and everything else, and setting the groundwork for the investigation to take place, is really something to behold, and it's really something that has unfortunately had to be used a lot. And they are using the resources of all three, and they have been. And a lot of people have been, and I have been a bit angry and frustrated at the lack of information, too, as a reporter, and it almost to the point where it appeared that I was kicking LE. But let's just say I had a little bit of an attitude adjustment this week when it comes to this after finally getting some questions answered. And, yes, that task force is in force, and that task force is working together.
Let me tell you something. John, I'm sorry I didn't brief you earlier this morning when we were searching for those informational tidbits. But right now, one of the head guys for the Putnam County Sheriff's Office, I think he probably, his plane's already landed in Tennessee, and they're actually going for an update for this CART program.
Yes.
So, I mean, they're staying as active. I'll tell you, I have to admit, they're a little bit different than what we're dealing with down here in Miami. They're a little bit more proactive, pro-educational, trying to get ahead of this thing and see. They may need somebody like that lady I've been asking for, Dale Hinman. Boy, if they had a Dale Hinman, they'd figure this out already.
So what you're saying is the investigators that are working this thing are, in fact, proactive, and they're trying their level best.
The best one in the bunch over there that I can tell you is Dominic Piscitello.
And, agreed.
He is the straightest among them, and really, I mean, if he doesn't know something, he's going to find it out, and if something pops off, he's going to check it out. And I can speak highly of him, and I don't know about you, TJ, if you had the pleasure to meet that man, but that's how he rides.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like a fellow like that, wouldn't he be in a position to know, for instance, that you were personally rousted by some locals there?
Well, here's the thing.
Wouldn't he be able to unscramble? Can he not help in unscrambling that omelet where you were inappropriately charged yourself for being extra zealous and trying to rouse the pedophile there and trying to save find this little girl?
I pray for that every day. I pray for them to contact law enforcement down here, especially the prosecutor's office down this way, and talk to them. I've saved judges, John. I've saved the judges' kids. I've done all kinds of heroic things through my life that's not really spoke about, but people know it, as you do. And I'm thinking, why in the crapshoot am I having to now spend all my money to do something I was trying to do anyway, was find a little girl. Now I'm trying
to
get my freedoms back, you know.
Well, why wouldn't this fellow Piscitello and good people like that be in a position to unscramble that omelet again, where they could say, look, Cobra was up there just hunting for months for this little girl, and here he grabs a pedophile because he's violated his bond conditions, and he's out there near little kids when he's not supposed to be, in the insurance company asks you to go get him, and then when you do, then the insurance company, right on video, doesn't want you to be involved because it gets their name involved in a high-profile case, and they basically lie through their teeth and lie from the pit of hell, and they say they never authorized you to do that, and then some prosecutor up there in Putnam County prosecuting you for false imprisonment because you grab a pedophile who's in violation of his bond conditions, and the statute doesn't even allow a bondsman, bounty hunter, bondsman like you to be prosecuted for this. There's two people that cannot be prosecuted for false imprisonment. That's a police officer and a bondsman like you. Right in the statute, 648. Look it up. Anybody listening to this, look it up. You cannot be prosecuted for this. For some prosecutor in Putnam County to be prosecuting you for this, that's crazy. And can't this guy Piscitello or good people like that who know you were out there putting yourself in harm's way to essentially help them find this little girl, shouldn't they be helping you on some level?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm hiring you as my lawyer. You're hired, man. You're hired.
Well, I just don't understand that. I apologize to everybody listening if I somehow painted all police officers up there with a broad brush before inappropriately. I didn't mean to do that at all. What I was saying, though, is I had my well poisoned so much, at least my thinking of law enforcement in that area, based on the little bit I know in terms of how they've treated you, Cobra, that I allowed that to perhaps influence my thinking in terms of how they might have approached this whole investigation. If they're going to do you like that, a good guy who's found about 8,000 pedophiles that we know of, who's gotten at least a couple of murderers that were in and out of this country both and brought them back to justice, and at least one terrorist we know of, and you've done all that and brought all these fugitives to justice, a good guy like you, who's loved by all law enforcement in South Florida, if they're going to do you like this up in that county, then why should I think any differently about law enforcement in that area?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're
saying.
So
if there's good guys, though, if there are good guys like this Piscitello and people like that you tell me about, then ask them to jump in the pool, because you're either part of the solution or you're part of the problem. And there's no, like Christ said, I spit you out of my mouth. If you're lukewarm, he'll spit you right out of his mouth.
I'm going to break in here. I want to bring in a panelist. Denny, are you still with us?
Sure am.
Okay, Denny, you're like a sponge. You just sit there in the background and absorb information. Give us your thoughts on what you've been listening to?
Well, I get frustrated, and I think TJ was, until he got some answers to some questions this past week, maybe has restored his faith in what's going on. But the sense of frustration, the situation with Cobra and the county and so forth has me extremely frustrated. It happens, I'm looking at a couple of other incidents that took place in Florida, and I'm hearing a lot of the same things. Now, these cases aren't getting the national attention that that Haley got initially and that you're keeping going, but I'm hearing an awful lot about incestuous relationships between some of these agencies and corruption and that type of thing. And I don't know. I'm not familiar with Florida. I've only been in the state once. But I'm hearing the good old boy network over and over again. And I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But I have a concern about that. My question, I guess, would be, is that concern misplaced? Are there some serious problems? And how tough is it to get other agencies involved, and bring in a new agency? I know now that we understand from TJ that these agencies are, in fact, working together, and the Florida law enforcement's involved, the FBI's in the loop, and so forth, and that's great. But what about maybe another case besides Haley? If you wanted to try to get the state level involved over a county or local police agency, can it be done? Do you have to jump through hoops? I know when I worked law enforcement in New York State, there were some serious problems in getting another agency to come in without an invitation. They were very reluctant to do that. There were political considerations and so forth. And I'm just wondering, am I misreading the situation there, or am I somewhat justified in what I'm seeing? That's what I'm thinking.
I think you're right. I've heard this invitation argument before, and generally speaking, invitations are not handed out easily because inevitably you're going further up the food chain, and when you do that, you inevitably lose control of the case you're working on. TJ, maybe you have some ideas.
Well, I'm going to go take you back to the Trenton Duckett case, and I'm also going to tell you how this applies to this one as well. The Trenton Duckett case was the little boy in Leesburg who was taken from his bed, a slit cut in the screen of the window, baby taken, baby gone, baby never seen. Dad first was the prime suspect, nothing going there. Mom goes on Nancy Grace. Nancy talks a little too firm to her for her liking. Mom goes to her parents' house in the Villages, pulls trigger, opens fire, shoots herself in the head, and kills herself. Nancy will be going to federal court on this, too. For what reason, I don't know. But anyway,
shit.
In this case, CART was formed and called in. But now Leesburg was thinking that maybe these folks would just automatically kick in and help them, and Lake County too as well. And the thing was is that, and I've confirmed this with FDLE, the initial agency has control over it at that point, and they can ask for all kinds of help, and they will give them all the help they can possibly give them, but it requires that ask. And he learned that the hard way too, because he thought, oh well, they're going to come in and really help us out and do this, but they give respect to the controlling agency, and from my understanding, when this was initiated with CART with Putnam County, this is the way it started. The directing agency at this point is still Putnam County Sheriff's Office, and FDLE works alongside in this task force along with the FBI, but the thing is the controlling interest is still Putnam County, from my understanding, from the people I spoke with in the past 10 days.
Well,
but it's there, but you do have to ask.
I don't know I don't know about one thing, TJ. I know this much, and
yeah.
Kind of help John out there a little bit too. Dominic Piscitello, he's running the lead up on this case right here, and seems
yes.
to me that he has his folks going out and doing everything proper. And to answer John back, he's not my prosecuting deputy. He's not the guy that was coming after me. He was looking for a little girl, but
yeah, still is.
Right. I assure you that if he was coming after me, he would probably say, "What the hell? What the hell?" That's what I believe. I believe they have a good guy running the head of the thing, and I'm thinking now that from this week, from this backtracking that we had to do there, TJ.
Yeah.
How fast they caught up and caught right back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It was like you say, 3-5 hours, and it was squished, and here we go, and who did it?
Let me ask you something. Piscopello in the same fucking county sheriff's office is.
Yes, he is, and he's probably one of the most decent ones up there.
And he's one of the more decent ones. He's kind of a big shot in that office, I would think, if he's got this case.
Yeah, he's a captain.
He's very, very competent and qualified.
He's competent.
He's a great job, and he's a captain. He's all those things. Well, he of all people, then, maybe some of the listeners and maybe some of the hosts, and we could just reach out to him and ask him to stop this the wheels of injustice from rolling all over you. He can talk to his buddy. He can talk to the guys in his office that are inappropriate.
John, can you do me a favor and speak up a little bit?
Yeah, the guys in his office, the guys in Piscatella's office that are assigned to your little prosecution, probably are hating life and they don't want any part of it. And yet it's political and somehow they got this hot potato and they don't want it. So they would welcome, I'm sure, a guy like Piscatello helping them lean on or reach out to this prosecutor Boatwright and get him to drop the charge, which is inappropriate to begin with and shouldn't be leveled against you. Statutorily, it's disallowed, number one. And Piscatello could probably be of some help. So maybe some of your listeners would be willing to write letters to him or some of the hosts, and just some of us could reach out to him and ask him to please help you, because you're one of the good guys in this equation, as you've been for 5 months now. And this is clearly a prosecution that is, as I said before, straight from the pit of hell. It's based on lies. You got them on videotape authorizing you to be doing what you did. You got an insurance company surety representative on tape. Plus, he gave you a file to go roust and pick up this pedophile who clearly was in violation of his bond. He's hanging around kids. And you did the right thing. And now you're suffering because of that. You are now having to it's working. It caused you, frankly, to take your eye off the Haley ball from what you wanted to do, from where your heart lies. And that is to help find this little girl. And what you were doing, it's driven you out of that county. Certain people didn't want you in that county. So it was very, very effective, as you know, the devil can be. But he's not near as effective as the God we serve. And so perhaps a lot of your listeners could, reach into their heart and find the strength and the time and the energy to write letters on your behalf, I would think,
Thank you, man. Thank you. Man.
Well, it's just right. I mean, we're supposed to do the right thing, the next right thing, all of us. I'm going to try to help you, Cobra, but there's a lot of listeners out there that need to know, and they can go to, Bounty Hunter for Hire? They can go to these two YouTubes and check you out if they haven't already heard this from the TJ and Simon and some of the hosts. Mm-hmm. You could go to, what is it called, Cobra Bounty Hunter
World
for Hire?
World News Tonight. Cobra World News Tonight.
Well, just go there on the YouTube, Cobra World News Tonight, check you out. I mean, I can tell the folks as an officer of the court that I am, as an attorney, as a Christian, as a believer, I'm not going to fib on this radio show. You are very renowned in South Florida for helping every law enforcement agency. I've seen you with the police all the time as they bring you in to do some of the heavy lifting. And you're thousands of fugitives you've helped bring back to justice. And
I don't understand.
I don't understand how this could be happening to you. So if that's happening to you in this county, then I'm sorry, but I got a little prejudice going into this thing. Whenever you want to talk to me about law enforcement in that county, and no matter how many wonderful things you say about this officer or that officer, I can't get past it.
Okay, I just want to break in real quick and remind our listeners that our switchboard is open. The number to call is 646 378-1120. TJ, a question
yes.
for you. The numbers vary, but I've heard that Ellie has received somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000 tips concerning the Haley Cummings case.
Upwards to 5,000, I would believe, is what it would be today. Yeah.
Right. Are there new tips still flowing in of any credible nature?
That's the problem. They're going through each and every piece of evidence, as I've spoken to each level this past week. They don't want to discount anything, no matter how preposterous or unlikely it might be, because, as I've heard my good friend Mr. Staub say a few times, even a broken clock tells time correctly twice a day. So they don't want to discredit anything, toss it off to the side, only to have that be the key piece of evidence that they were looking for. I can't tell you a whole bunch more about any of the conversations that I've had, other than the puzzle. There's a piece that just needs to be finessed, and they're working on finessing that piece. And folks, you just gotta pray a lot. I mean. That's all I can say, right,
Simon?
Now.
I wrote a little piece. I sent it to you. You want me to read that to you?
I'll tell you what. Let me say this first. I know that we have a pretty large listenership.
Yes.
And there's someone out there, and maybe, just maybe, they're listening live, or maybe someone that knows them is listening live, but someone knows something. All right? Is there some vehicle that we could use that would guarantee anonymity? My idea was go find a payphone and call one of us. But, you know, payphones are in short supply. My second idea, go find an internet cafe and sign up for one of those nice anonymous email addresses and send us an email. Do something. There's someone out there that has information. And, you know, here we are almost 6 months into the case, and, you know, much as I love TJ and Cobra and everyone else, I'm fed up with running this program. You know, I want to run the program that says, hey, the child has been found. TJ, is there an anonymous way that someone can get in touch with us?
Well, right now, the best bet would be Crime Stoppers, but if you don't want to go that route, I hang my email address out there all the time. I really do. It's tjhart@entercom.com. That is entercom.com. Enter as you enter a door. I don't divulge my sources. I don't. I mean, I just had to eat something right there before, you know, and I just said pray. You know, so, folks, I'm not too concerned about your name. I am concerned about this little girl. Mm-hmm. So if we can find the little girl, you know, that's really all that matters at this point.
Mm-hmm. And
that's all that matters right now is the girl. And if this is an opportunity for somebody to pull shenanigans, I'll tell you, like I told Cobra,
mm-hmm.
I am the only person here who's not working for himself. I work for a set of major companies here. And I'm not trying to pull the hard guy routine here, but this BS posting mm-hmm. that was screenshot and heard around the world, if anybody wants to go that route on me, I have the most tenacious lawyers on our corporate staff who would love to do nothing more to do than straighten out a bunch of nut jobs. And I'm not. This is not an invitation for you to come here and try it, because I guarantee you, it won't feel good on the other side.
Simon, I wrote up a little thing that I'm posting out 10,000 times if I can get it out by Wednesday.
Okay. Do you want to share more about it?
Yeah, it's just a little flyer. It says, good folks like the ones listening or reading have come under severe attack for just wanting to solve this mystery for now on 6 months. It is my belief that there are more than one persons involved, maybe a sister, brother, cousin, or just a good friend. Listen, no matter what you have done, come clean first and get it solved. Maybe you had a good reason. Maybe you were forced. Maybe, just maybe. It's likened to the taking of a fresh bath. You'll feel better about yourself. Your mind will be at rest. No more running. No more hiding. No more lying. I understand. Others will too. Just do it for the good of a town, your family. Those that love you will respect you more. In a way, you will have been set free by the tormentors. Oh, believe me, if you're involved in this, you, your family, and your friends have been and will continue to pay that price. Tormentors torment. That is why you feel so empty. Set yourself and your family free. Come clean. Be refreshed. I guarantee you've never felt better. Of course, if you delay, you've never felt that pain. If this applies to you, do the right thing. If it doesn't apply to you, help me get the plea out. Somewhere, somewhere, someone knows the truth. The truth fears no questions. Contact Cobra on the tip line of 1-877-835-5777. Secure and confidential.
I want to add something real quick. Colbert, can I jump in for one moment? This is John again.
Yeah.
There's two scriptures in Luke that say that whatever's concealed will be revealed. He says it in Luke 12:2. He says it in Luke 8:17. Four chapters apart. I mean, when he starts repeating himself that quickly together like that, that means he's serious as a heart attack. This is going to be revealed. Whatever's concealed will be revealed. And whatever you whisper in the inner ear, he said, will be shouted from the rooftops. Bottom line is, this is going to come out. So your plea is a nice one. And you might, whoever it is that's out there that hopefully will be moved by what you said, must also know that if what you said wasn't enough to move him or her, they need to just move from self-interest alone. And self-interest, even if they were selfish about it, they got to know it's going to be revealed in any event. God's going to make sure it's uncovered and revealed. He promised us repeatedly in his word. So they're not going to... They need to do the right thing.
I know that there is someone out there that knows something. And, I'm asking in all sincerity that, you know, we will treat it anonymously. If you send it anonymously, we have no other option. Our only interest is... finding the little girl.
Amen.
You know, we can come back and make all those lovely arrests that TJ was talking about. And
they will be made. Trust me, they're just waiting for that moment.
Oh, I know they are. There's a lot of information that maybe isn't shared with the general public for a variety of reasons, and I for one feel very certain that there's all sorts of arrests waiting to be made.
Simon, if they don't get you, okay, if they don't, I think they're going to get TJ and me, but if they don't get you, Simon, I smoke Marlboro Reds and I love sweet iced tea.
I'll come visit, I promise.
You better.
Are you going to be in Putnam County, though?
No, I'm going to ask for a transfer. If I'm going to get locked up, I want to go to the meanest-ass prison they got.
Okay, let's bring on another caller. We have someone coming in from the mysterious 111 area code, which either means blocked ID or they're on Skype. Hello, 111
FBI.
Yeah, this is Denise from Jacksonville.
Hey.
Hello.
Denise.
Hi, good afternoon, and welcome to the show.
I have a couple couple of questions. First of all, I've followed this case since the Amber Alert broke out that morning. But as far as the blogger, who's ever sending the fake email, the one who sent that email is just as much to blame as the one that is spouting all this garbage all over the Internet that has been going on since this case broke. You have people speaking up for Kim Picazio saying, you know, that they have sources. Well, Kim Picazio is their only source. You have Kim Picazio on the Internet herself blogging. You have bloggers on the Internet speaking for Kim Picazio, spouting garbage. This said this one said this one said that, da-da-da-da-da. The lady who sent the email did nothing wrong. I mean, she did no more wrong than what these bloggers has done over months.
Well, then put them all in jail.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, you know, you've got these people on Web Sleuths and Art Harris that claim they have all these inside sources when in reality they have nobody but Kim Picazio trying to win a custody case. So this leads to my question. Okay?
Well, that case is over. And...
Right, and Kim Picazio couldn't win it, so therefore she couldn't file for custody. But this leads to my question. Why is it so hard for law enforcement to come out and say Ronald Cummins worked from this time to this time? Why all the secrecy is...
They did.
Just that, no, they say they're satisfied with his work hours. You've had bloggers call to PDM Bridge Company wanting to know what the hours were. They tell them it's 4:30 p.m. to 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, then everybody disputes this. You've had Art Harris say that Ronald Cummins worked his work shift, but LE won't come out and say what his work shift was. So you have bloggers who's either for Ronald or against Ronald. You know, they have their own agendas. They believe what they want to believe. And until LE or Cobra or you, TJ, or whoever, you know, these bloggers have faith in and come out and say, look, Ronald Cummins worked from this time to this time, and that is what LE is satisfied with. All this garbage about Ronald Cummins' work is just going to continue on the Internet.
She's got a point, TJ.
She does.
I mean, does anybody see what I'm saying here? I mean,
I'm seeing that there are people who are trying to solve it from their armchairs. Yes, I do. And they get pissed off because they can't solve it from their armchairs.
Right.
And I understand that. And I understand that because you don't believe that law enforcement is playing referee on the blogs by telling you what you want to know. And what LE did was simply say that they were satisfied with the work record, and PDM said that he was at work at the time he was assigned to be at work.
Right, but they won't tell nobody what these hours are. I don't understand why that's so hard for them to do. I mean, Ronald Cummins is on TV saying he picked Haley up from the bus, then he went to work. And then you have these people in Ronald Cummins' neighborhood that has agendas against him or
uh-huh.
for whatever reason they're doing, saying,
sure.
No, we didn't see him pick Haley up. You
yeah.
know, and you have all these inconsistencies of people who has come in and who has inserted themselves in this case, whether it be a neighbor, whether it be somebody speaking for Kim Picazio. And, I mean, they twist everything. And these bloggers care so much for Haley that they sit on these computers night and day just praying for something to break. Or
yeah, they do. They absolutely do. But what I'm getting at is that the police are not there to moderate the blogs.
Right.
Okay, and that's it's kind of what I'm understanding. If I'm misunderstanding, please set me straight. But the police aren't there to moderate the disputes over the neighbor's fence over a blog issue.
Right.
That's not their job.
Is,
let me tell you the confusion, TJ.
All these rumors just float.
Let me
tell
you where the confusion lies here.
Nobody comes out and dispels any of these rumors whatsoever. My frustration is why? What does Haley's disappearance? You know, what solving this crime is it going to have to do with Ronald Cummins' work hours? Just come out and say, look, his work hours was from 4:30 to 3 o'clock. That's what LE is satisfied with.
Well, I think it's also pretty much a private company, and that would have to be something that they would have to release and not LE, because that is the business of that company, what their shifts are and what their work hours are. And it's not Ellie's business to state that. I mean, we have company functions here where people work at different hours and different shifts. We don't post that. I mean, we're not obligated to. We're a private company. So that would have to be at the discretion of PDM to do that.
Right.
TJ, I can help you out. I know where it got twisted, and she lost the focus too. Here's where it's twisted. If you was to make a phone call down to PDM Bridge, like these bloggers are doing, the way I understood her to start talking, they will tell you that the shift hours are 4:30 to 3. Now, with the stuff that was released on Art Harris, stuff that you and I have in notes, there's some big question as to whether or not he went to work at 4:30 or did he go to work a little bit later in the evening.
I understand what you're saying because there are tons of stories out there. You're absolutely correct. Thanks for correcting me on that.
Yeah, and the thing of it is what she was saying, and I don't know that LE could go ahead and release that. That would be kind of critical information, but it stands that his work hours are 4:30 until 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're satisfied with where he was, they're satisfied regardless of what their PDM Bridge hours are, if you follow what I'm saying.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
And I mean, you've got all these bloggers that just take that and they twist it any way they want to twist it, and all these rumors just float. I mean, it is just ungodly that all of this is going on these forums when there is a five-year-old baby missing.
Mm-hmm.
She has been gone almost 6 months.
Yeah, her birthday is coming up here also, everyone, in August. And if we could take a little time here to remember that it would be nice to have this child home before her birthday and 6 months pass.
It would be nice for her to be home today, tonight.
Yes, I'm with you.
You know, I have fallen in love with this child. I've never met this child. I've never met none of these people, but my heart just breaks. It's just crazy how all these crime forums and these, and now they've got them in secrecy, and this one's bringing this one out, and this one's trying to find out. This one's real information. I mean, for God's sakes, people, there's a baby missing. Nobody cares, you know, who's the queen of the forum.
I'm in agreement with you.
I think LE has fueled this because they've just been so tight-lipped about everything, and a lot of it could have just been, you know, disregarded. Like I said, I mean, they're still fighting on these forums day in and day out on who picked Haley up at the bus stop.
You know, here's one thing that LE should be focused on instead of just, you know, pipping out that piece of information to keep the boards quiet. They're focusing on finding the little girl. They are focusing on finding the little girl, and you know what? That's really it. Arrests are going to be made after the child is found, and you know what? As far as the folks on the board, they ain't helping.
Exactly.
You know, they're trying to amuse themselves to some degree, and I know that they care. I really do. I mean, I really do. But sometimes I take a look at that stuff, and I go, oh, God. You know, the one ads. Take a look in the paper. Get a job. You know, get frustrated with them like that.
But as far as Simon saying a while ago that someone could call in anonymously or whatever, you know, all they have to do is drop Haley off at a safe place somewhere. Drop the child off at a fire station. Tell her, look, go in there and tell them you're Haley Common.
That's the best idea I've heard, man.
Drive off.
You know.
Drop her off at a Walmart. Tell her to go in there and tell one of the people that works at Walmart who she is.
Don't these places have little diamond-shaped signs that have a shadow of an adult and the insert of a child kind of in a, you know, nondescript display where it says a safe place, like a hospital or something like that? That's the best place. That's the best thing I've heard. Really is.
I mean, you know, don't call anonymous. Don't call anyone. Don't send no emails. If you're scared of being traced and you just want it done and over with, bring this baby home where she belongs.
Bang. Rock on, sister.
Run like hell.
Drop her off at a hospital. Drop her off at a fire station. Drop her off at a kangaroo station, for God's sake. You know, tell her. Just go in there and say,
you.
My name is Haley Cummins.
Thank you. That is wonderful information.
That's all they have to do. Go somewhere where there's no cameras. And, you know, at this point, I don't care if they ever get charged. I just want this baby back home. I want to know for my own good that she's sleeping in a warm bed and being taken care of.
Sounds good to me.
With the family she was meant to be with, whichever side of the family that is. Wherever she is, that's not where God intended her to be, and she needs to be home with her family. And whatever coward went in there and stole that baby in the middle of the night needs to let this baby get back to her life.
Okay, we do have to move on to another caller. Someone coming in from the 541 area code. What's your name and what's your question or comment for us?
Hi, Simon. This is Perry from the Art Harris Forum, and I agree with the last caller that you just spoke with about you know, the anonymity of dropping Haley off. My concern is with the reward money. How would anybody really remain anonymous with the Sunshine Law after this kicks in? You know, because surely they would be brought in for testifying against, you know, whoever has the child. And, you know, look at what happened in the Kaylee Anthony case when, what was his name?
Roy Kronk.
Yeah, turned in for his reward money, and then he's all over the place, and even people are, you know, we're looking at him suspiciously.
Okay.
So, you know, I kind of wonder if that, you know, how do you do that if
you
somebody
don't collect no reward? You just do it out of goodness of your heart. That's the only way to escape all that. Just do it.
That's it, exactly. You know, how many people are really that good-hearted out there, and you know who might know where she's at, and you know how do you entice them with that reward? Without,
well, I'll be the drop boy. I'll get them the money. You can believe that. Me and TJ. We'd have to sell TJ's car, but we'd get the money.
And just keep everything quiet so it doesn't get out there in the media so that, you know, they don't turn around and become the focus of the investigation.
Stuff like
what happened.
You don't say nothing about.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there are ways around it. Denny, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Denny's an expert on people disappearing.
Yes,
it would not be an issue.
Okay.
Okay. Denny.
Yeah.
You know, in your experience, okay, the reward money in this case isn't great. It's $35,000. I mean, that's hardly going to change your life. I mean, well, it would change my life. I'd be able to pay my bills, but, you know, it's not an earth-changing amount of money. But it could be done, I think. I mean, if someone came forward and found the little girl, I'm pretty certain law enforcement would look the other way and say, here's a check. Don't spend it all at once.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Simon, as an author, I would think that there'll be a lot of publishing houses out there, or maybe TV networks, that if this little girl is turned in or surrendered or information is given leading to her recovery safe and sound, that $35,000 may not be a life-changing amount of money, but I bet you there'd be enough interest from other sources wanting to do this story that $35,000 would not be the end of the person's rewards. I think it could actually be a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I suspect
true.
I'll tell you this, if they wanted to keep it silent so nobody found out about it and somebody was to call that 877 number and give me the number, I'd be the bag man. And you don't have to see you no more. Go enjoy your life. Have a great time. I'm serious.
Oh, okay, TJ, I'm going to hit your hot button one more time. Just
great. I've already been hit by law enforcement today. Go ahead.
I mean, just because it's so much fun, have you got that pill underneath your...
I got my nitro caps ready to go.
You really take those damn things, TJ?
I stick them under my tongue every now and again.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
going back to the nonsense that happened this week, should there be some accountability in the world of bloggers?
To a degree, just because this is fresh... I'd like to see there be some, but I also know that this is the last frontier of actual free speech. But I also know that with free speech comes responsibility. The First Amendment in the United States is a great thing. It allows you to list your grievances. You can say virtually anything you want, but there are caveats in that First Amendment that state that you cannot make false claims that would do horrible things to the public at large. Like, say, for instance, you can't run into a full theater and yell fire when no such fire exists. It'd be creating a panic in a situation. However, there are no laws that state you can't yell theater at a fire. But I think you're getting my message here, is that if you want your internet to be the last bastion of free speech, you better take it upon yourself to exert some kind of responsibility and some kind of conduct of honor and some kind of conduct of honesty, for the simple fact that, left unchecked, those who want to take your existing freedoms at this very state of our United States history as it hangs in the balance will be there, and they'll take that pretty much the first thing from you. Then they'll go for your guns. Then they'll go for your right to vote. Then they'll go for a few other things, too, that make people a little unnerved. Yeah.
T, did you vote for that new health care plan? Because in there, if you join it, you can't have no guns.
That's right. You have to surrender your guns if you're going to receive the public option. So,
yeah.
Folks, what I'm telling you is not the rantings of a lunatic. It's a man who watches the news very carefully. And I'm not one of the folks in the Art Bell tinfoil hat brigade by any stretch of the imagination. I'm telling you that I pay attention closely, and what I'm saying is be responsible, be responsible, be respectful.
I think when I talked to law enforcement about it the other day when we were tracking this stuff down, they hold the moderators to these sites responsible is the word that I'm getting. And because if they're moderated properly, that stuff will cease and desist instantly. But it's not, and it's not being properly moderated. So I hope some of our callers don't know moderators, because I got the moderators in trouble Friday. Believe that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I do hope that Blogging News is not on that list.
If
we
you have a moderator and
with,
you're not moderating properly, then you have to. It's kind of like clean your own ship, you know?
Right. Oh, we moderate with an iron fist.
There you go. You don't have any problems.
Right.
There you go.
Oh, okay, we're out of time, but I do want to go around the table to get a wrap-up. Going to start with TJ. TJ, final thoughts.
Final thoughts is, you know, like I said, Ellie doesn't mind you emailing them or emailing their superiors or anybody else. In fact, that's a motivator to, in some cases, to keep you engaged, keep you involved. And who knows, if you're emailing and you have some information to Ellie, give it to them for the crying out loud, because they want that. That might be the piece of the puzzle that actually fits. If you're sitting on a piece of information, don't. I mean, just do the right, responsible thing, okay? Like I said, if you're going to be on the blogs, behave. Just absolutely behave. I made a mistake earlier this week. I had some information that was misconstrued and misunderstood. And you know what? It hurt like hell. I have a big ego, folks, the size of Montana the last time we measured it. And I made a mistake. And you know what? I stood up. I took the arrows. I took the bullets. I bit hard. And I made amends. And it was painful. But you know what? It wasn't half as painful for me, as painful as I thought it was to my ego. It was very painful to the family members who believe that their dear and loving child is still alive. And that's what hurt. And then when that came back around, it hurt twofold. But it still hurt them 20,000 times more than it ever affected me. So, folks, people are real in this. They're not objects in your soap opera. You're not playing Barbie dolls. These aren't characters that you attribute your personal beliefs into. They're real humans. Get that through your heads.
Even them
well said. Well said.
I think I'll just move on to Jen. I'm sure she'll be much more gentle.
I do agree 100% with TJ, and it's basically what I was going to say, too. But my plea to everybody out there that's listening, quit the fighting. Just join together. Let's find Haley. We can't do it if we're pulling at each other's heads and fighting with each other. You have to stick together with this. No matter where you blog, I don't care what website you're on, it doesn't matter. Everybody stick together. Quit fighting. Listen to the other one. And it's possible they could be right. They could be wrong. It doesn't matter. The thing is, we need to stick together and find this baby. It's time. It's past time. She should have been home a long time ago.
Yes.
Okay. Denny.
Yes.
Your thoughts on this afternoon?
I can't help but think back in 1945, there was a naval captain named Deke Parsons, and he armed the atomic bomb on the flight to Hiroshima. And he made a comment that there's no limit to the amount of good a man can do if he doesn't care who gets the credit for it. And I think this is a case here. Check the egos and the personal agendas at the door. Concentrate on the job at hand, which is finding out what happened to Haley Cummings.
I think that is an absolutely fabulous statement, and I applaud you for saying that.
So do I.
Cobra.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Your parting thoughts.
I'm thinking right along the lines of Denny, not to be a copycat, but I do know that that airplane pilot that pulled that switch and dropped that bomb later in life lost his mind because that was the hugest responsibility. And
yes.
I think that right now, following up on with TJ, with the pleas to the bloggers, I just would like to caution them a little bit. A lot of them have been taking public records, whether they've been purchased or non-purchased, and they've been posting them all over the website. That is really, really bad. There's actually disclaimers on there saying these are not meant to harass, harm, intimidate, threaten, abuse, all that. And the only reason I see them being posted is for those reasons. So those folks there might want to just skedaddle. They might want to skedaddle.
Yeah. Are we still on the air?
Okay. Give us your final thoughts.
We're still on the air.
My final thoughts? I want to know first if we're still on the air.
Yeah. You are.
Yeah, you'll be on the podcast. Yeah.
Okay, I wondered because it's after the time. My final thoughts are I agree with everything TJ has said about all this confusion with the blogging and the soap opera and the drama and the convoluted speculation. I could go on and on with the adjectives. Let's get back to finding Haley, whether she's alive or, God forbid, dead. I mean, this sideshow is ridiculous. That's all I can say.
I think that is a very good wrap-up. Okay, I want to thank everyone for joining us this afternoon, and I'm sure we'll be running another show next Sunday. But next Sunday, let's make the show yippee. She's home. She's safe. She's
really. Amen. Amen.
Thank you all for listening in. And as I said, we will do this again next week. This
all
is
right.
Simon Barrett for Blogger News Network, wishing everyone a happy day and hoping that next week's show will be on a happier note. Goodbye.
Thank you, everyone.
Goodbye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Fab Collars, welcome back to the Age of Jive.